We're chatting now with Danny Williams, who's got a good team in the Tab Highway today. Good morning to you, Danny.
Good morning. Good morning, listeners. Good morning, Ron.
Good morning.
Hey, Danny.
Good to have you with us, Danny. Of course, plenty on the highway today. I think my blue jeans coming out, but I guess we all look ahead now to that Goulburn Country Championship qualifier in about 6 weeks' time, and your team starting to prepare for that.
Yeah, slowly. We're bringing them up slow. We haven't put too much pressure on them. We've got quite a way to go, but just going through the motions with them, getting them racing, getting them fit. We've got about at least seven there that we're aiming to elevate their benchmark. I think it's going to be an extremely strong country series this year here, and I think the benchmark needs to be much higher this year to get a run.
Mm. Well, what about this team of yours today, Danny? Acquittle, he has strong benchmark form, and I know he hasn't won under 1400, but a bit of pressure here, he might get home hard.
Yeah, look, Tom thought that he was looking for further the other day. He wasn't wound up. Well, Bede, he had plenty of grounding under his leg. He had, I think, 14 weeks' work. And he'll have deprived a lot of benefit from the run the other day. He's just going to find the 1100 a little bit sharp. But, look, he's a horse that I've got a very high opinion of. I think he's a Saturday great horse. And I think that he'll be very competitive today if he gets the right luck.
Pirino resuming here. Showed nice ability last prep. How's he come up?
Yeah, Ron, he raced his last three starts. He was carrying a chip in his knee. And, you know, whilst the tracks were a little bit soft, we kept going with him. But it was affecting him. You could tell that he was sort of holding back. This time back into work, he's much stronger. He's really furnished. And I think this breed get better as they get older. He's come up really well. The 1100 is just going to be that little bit sharp. I think today I may have probably put the other two in front of him. But, you know, certainly second up, he'll run a very nice race today. But I would imagine that they may be just a little bit sharp. And, you know, you'd be looking at more him on the 16th of February, 1300 at Warwick Farm.
Yeah. And Ymir, Highway 66, well, she comes out of that very strong lead up as well behind Staff 4, where she's just a little bit slow out.
They were, both of them were a bit slow out the other day and then over raced. I didn't think there was as much speed on them as I would have expected in that race. Both horses over raced mid race. And certainly sort of told on their finish a little. She'd only had 6 weeks' work going into that run. She was very underdone. She's taken a lot of benefit from that. She isn't wound up. She's not 1,100-metre horse, as is Acquittle or Perino. Both, all three horses are going to be much better once they step up to 1,200 and beyond. But, look, if they go very hard, the big spacious track today, I think the rail's back in, isn't it? Today?
Yes, normal, yep.
Mm. Yeah, look, that's going to make a lot of difference. I mean, the rail was out quite a fair way the other day, and as you know, the pattern can be very difficult from coming from behind. It was an on-pace sort of bias the other day, and albeit the winner was way too good. You know, you'll see three better horses once we step up a bit further, but with the rail back in today, they get their chance.
Yep. One more question. How many winners did you ride as a jockey?
Ron, I rode about 500 as an amateur, and then I went professional for 4.5 years. My first, I think in the first 3 months I started to ride, I rode 48 winners in 3 months.
Yeah.
And then I ended up in hospital. I wasted that hard. I couldn't ride. I'd walk around about 62, and I was riding, I think, 55 and a half, 56. And I ended up in hospital with a couple of slipped vertebrae.
Right.
And then when I came back, I struggled to get low enough in the weights, but I slogged away for 4.5 years. And I think my last 8 rides were all winners.
Wow.
And, yeah, look, I loved it. I would have liked to be riding now, actually.
Mm. I reckon you'd write a good book later in life of all those country amateur meetings and the goings-on of the bush in the old days.
Well, I can tell you a story about going to Birdsville when the pilot had a stroke and we got lost.
Exactly. I remember that well. Good luck today, Danny.
Thank you, Ron. Thanks,
you. Danny. Danny Williams joining us. Very good horseman, Duff, isn't he?
Oh, he was the best. He was if you go to the old picnic meetings, and he was the king, you know. He'd ride nearly every winner, and he was just had laps on him.
Amazing. I don't think a lot of people know that, so no. It's interesting to hear it.